Are prayer and Bible reading worth the same priority as your daily meals? Have you ever gone without food for a week? If you have, you know how your stomach begins to wonder what has happened. Your physical body is sensitively tuned and demands a regular input of physical food. As Christians, we need to be sensitively tuned spiritually. Our spiritual well-being requires just as much attention and input. When we neglect spending regular time with God in prayer and in reading His Word, we should be even more aware of that loss than if we had missed a good meal. You may already be using a prayer list and a reading plan, but I'd like to go over these with you. First, let's go over the four areas of prayer that form the acrostic ACTS, A-C-T-S. A is adoration. A project you may want to do with a friend is to read through the Psalms, writing down the verses on praise that you like. Then you could compile a list of the verses and use them as a springboard for your prayers of praise. One of the amazing verses in the Bible is Psalm 50:23, where God says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." That's an amazing thing, and I frankly do not understand how the lips of mortal man could offer praise to the infinite God and glorify Him thereby. But that's what the Bible says. The C is for confession. And if we took 1 John 1:9 out of the Bible, I'd be out of business. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I suggest that you not write these confessions down. Tim LaHaye, in his book, Transform Temperaments, on page 133, lists briefly five steps you could take in confession. 1. Examine yourself and confess all known sin. 2. Submit yourself completely to God. 3. Ask to be filled with the Spirit. 4. Take God at His word and believe that you are filled. This will reestablish the right mindset. 5. Thank Him for your filling and repeat this procedure each time you realize that you have sinned. The T is for thanksgiving. In Hebrews 13:15, the Bible says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Put down today's date and record every good thing that happened to you yesterday. A pleasant phone call, a surprise letter, a satisfying achievement. James 1:17 tells us that every good thing that happens to us is from the Lord. If I don't acknowledge that, I just think, well, wasn't that good of Thelma or Furman or whoever for doing such a kind thing for me? And I do not gratefully respond to God's evidence of love for me through them. If a wife were being shown love in so many kind ways by the flowers her husband sent or the candy he brought her, and she just took the bouquet and enjoyed it, and accepted the candy and ate it without a word of gratitude, we would think her rather callous, wouldn't we? Have you thanked God today for the many evidences of His love that has brought you pleasure? The S stands for supplication. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And then it goes on and says in verse 7, "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." A personal prayer list could be made in a small notebook about the size of your study book. You may wish to use a daily prayer list and a weekly prayer list. Look for a verse of Scripture to go with each request. It's always good to be praying back the Word of God to God. The daily prayer list might include the following: our own personal needs, our families, each one by name and needs, current interest in individuals with pressing needs, national affairs, our church, pastor, the power of the Word as it spreads throughout the cities and the countries of the world. Maybe the list that you've taken down for the request of your study group and people you've led to Christ or in whose life you've had a significant and specific ministry. For the weekly prayer list, you might include on Monday, pray for special friends and people you love in the Lord. Tuesday, you might pray for Christian organizations that are having an impact in the world today and which have touched your own life. And Wednesday, make a list of lost people you're praying salvation for. This prayer list idea is only to help you who desire a more organized and satisfying prayer experience. And if you miss a day, don't stop praying. You wouldn't stop eating just because you missed a meal, would you? Finally, let's go over a Bible reading plan that will enable you to easily read both the Old and New Testament in a year if you use it. Many Christians confine their Bible reading to certain favorite portions, and then only when they feel the need. But the Scriptures declare, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All of the Bible is profitable, therefore all needs to be read. We should develop the habit of regular, consistent Bible reading and meditation, and then mark our growth in spiritual vitality, joy, stability, and usefulness. There are several Bible reading plans which you could use. One is you could read an average of 86 verses a day, and that way you'll read the Bible through in a year. Or, secondly, you could divide the number of pages in the particular Bible you want to read from by 365 and read that much each day. Or you could write for a free copy of a yearly Bible study calendar at this address, Scripture Truth Depot, D-E-P-O-T, Post Office Box 1999, Liverpool 2170 2170, N period S period S period, Australia. The calendar is designed to help you keep an accurate progress record of your Bible reading. It puts you in two parts of the Old Testament and one of the New every day. Several years ago on the coast of Florida, there was a small port where the shrimp boats would unload their catches to get them to market. After the boats had been unloaded, there were always many little pieces of shrimp that fell onto the dock, into the water, and some were left on the boats themselves. This was feast time for the seagulls around that harbor. They would quickly eat up the scraps of shrimp. After several generations of seagulls had lived on the scraps of shrimp, the day came when the shrimp boats all moved to another harbor, and there were no more scraps of shrimp left. The seagulls were baffled. As a matter of fact, the seagulls in that little harbor all died. They had never learned to provide food for themselves. They had become completely dependent upon what the shrimp fishermen left behind. We need to be feeding ourselves with the Word of God, not depending entirely upon what we hear on Sunday or in other messages. It is important that we also maintain our own consistent habit of feeding ourselves from God's Word. A consistent reading plan will help us do this. In several passages in the Gospel, Jesus referred to reading the Scriptures by asking on many occasions, "Don't you read the Scriptures?" That was true in Matthew 12:3. Matthew 19:4, Matthew 21:16, Matthew 22:31, and other places. If he would ask you the question today, "Don't you ever read the Scriptures?" what would you answer?